It's now time for Nature's Path on Dublin City FM 103.2, the program that helps to bring positive changes in your life. And today, live in the studio, I'm delighted to welcome Christina Chaloir and Julian Brigatti. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
So I was wondering if you could tell our listeners some of the exciting news that you have about the Tango in Dublin.
Yeah, we have a very, very important event coming the 14th and 15th of November, which is a fantastic tango show, we can say, because we will have a traditional club, but we will have so many numbers on it that is going to give the sensation of a show, too. So for people that never tried tango before, they are going to listen a fantastic tango orchestra, Pura Pronto, and incredible musicians like Caroline Moreau, Oleg Andrashen, that are going to play French music. So we are going to combine the French and the Argentinian culture in one big event, with tango performances, with sensational dancers, Amanda Najan Costa, that they are going to perform for us in the night. And also they are going to give workshops on the Sunday 15th with Dario Da Silva, very well-known tango dancer too. So that's what some of the things that are going to happen in the Tango Moulin Rouge.
That sounds very exciting. And you have French cancan?
We will have French cancan girls. The whole idea was to recreate the atmosphere of the Tango Moulin Rouge. So right from the live orchestra, which is really, in my view, the most important tango orchestra to come to Ireland. And we also have, as Julian was saying, a French cabaret singer who is really brilliant, and it's in the style of Edith Piaf. So as well as that, of course, we have the tango performances, and there will be three separate tango performances by the world-renowned tango dancers, Amanda and Adrian Costa. And they are French, but they have spent so much time in Argentina that they're almost half and half at this stage. We will have the world champion Pasodoble dancers giving a performance as well. So the Moulin Rouge, as you know, Marie-Angeline, is like a massive variety show with just extravaganza and fantastic things happening all of the time. So that's really what the Tango Moulin Rouge is about. It's Moulin Rouge, but with tango as its central theme. So the idea came because of my French heritage and Julian's Argentinian heritage, we thought we'd bring the two together and create something really unique.
It sounds very exciting. And is it suitable for people who don't do tango as well as for people who go to tango regularly?
Absolutely. It's perfect for anybody who loves music, anybody who loves dance, anybody who loves good food, because there will be food served as well. Anybody who just likes something a little bit exotic and different and wants to be transported out of Dublin, but not go too far. So it doesn't cost too much, but you're transported into another world for the whole evening.
So, and for the tango dancers, what's in store?
Well, they get the opportunity to dance to the live orchestra, of course.
Which, and by the way, is one of the best in Europe. It's just fantastic. And they have an incredible selection of tango, traditional tangos. And they are just incredible.
They really are. And also, just for all your listeners to know, we have been busily running around to all our sponsors. And we have raffle prizes on the night. So everybody who arrives gets a raffle ticket. And you can buy more if you want. But the prizes are in excess of €3,000. So there's huge reasons for everybody to come along. And as Marie-Angeline knows from her winning raffle experience at our last fiesta, the prizes are really very, very nice indeed.
And I was wondering, could you tell our listeners what happened to people when they do tango? Why would people enjoy tango so much? Because tango is quite popular these days in Dublin.
Yes, absolutely. I think that they find something within themselves that they can get in another activity. Because first of all, they have to dance with somebody else. And second of all, they have to connect with their own body and their own mind and with their own spirit. So there's many, many things going on in one. So they get very, very just distracted with the idea that they forget about their job and their daily life and they can do something else. And at the same time, meet new people, and have, well, I don't know, different emotions when they are dancing, I guess.
Yeah. It's, I think, as well for people that very often, and particularly at the moment with recessions and people having problems with their jobs and with money, that it can appear to a lot of people that life is stressful and, you know, there aren't so many outlets. And most people, you know, they will turn to the pub or they will turn to TV or, you know, something like that. When people decide to come to tango, I think that the artist within them is calling out that there's a longing for something deep, deep within them. Something, my very first tango teacher, I remember, he said to me that when both of his parents were killed, he came to tango because there is a melancholy in tango and there is a, this is a way to express it. And I don't know if that's true for everybody, but I do think that the beauty of the music and the expressiveness of it, it captures the hearts and minds of people. So that when they come to tango, it's a way of just celebrating their own soul, their own self. And I know that seems like a very deeply philosophical way of looking at it, you know, because it is a dance after all. But I really do think tango is unique in that respect because it's so expressive.
You were going to say something, Julian.
No, I think exactly the same. And also because sometimes people have a very superficial lifestyle, you know, it's work, pop or TV and nothing else, you know, it's very empty. Sometimes they need something else just to have a little bit more excitement in their life, you know, it has something more more deep, you know, with more depth to do, and they get completely obsessed with tango.
And then also there's the social aspect, which is that you can get people who maybe are new to the country or older people who maybe don't have a huge social circle, and tango is a way for them on a regular basis to meet friends that are in their class, new people, and to experience something new and learn something new, but also do it in a friendly surrounding. So I think it's there are very few opportunities for people in a normal everyday situation to be able to connect so closely, you know, without there being some sort of a romantic connotation.
So tell us a little bit more about this aspect of connection in tango. So people connect, but what happened then? In which way do they connect?
In everywhere. In every way.
Really? That sounds very exciting.
Well, this is, you see, I think the thing is,
do you mean they connect physically or they connect emotionally, or how do they connect really?
Well, in tango there's a lot of talk about, actually you're in your first lesson, you will hear about the embrace. Mm-hmm. And the embrace is how the man will hold the woman. So, I mean, obviously there is a physical connection in that sense, but that's not necessarily to be understood as a sexual connection. There is a very chemical connection in that it's a man and a woman, but there is respect in tango, and there is a detachment, a certain detachment, a respectful detachment, because the idea is that the male and the female come together and they create something completely new and wonderful, so that you're looking at the dance. Neither one dancer or the other is more important. Both of them are equally as important because together they create something fresh and new.
We're going to go into some music now, and this is a typical track that would be played at a milonga.
Tres marionetas, chuecas y locas, y una violeta en la boca me hincaron ayer. Con un cuchillo en los dientes por el revés de mis caderas, tordillas torciendo van, un gran remiendo en flor de hinojo y de sisal, flaco y en banda. Chapaleando de cuartel la voz, un gallenguito sogón con un compás de punto cruz.
Listening to Nature's Path on Dublin City FM 103.2, the program that helps to bring positive changes in your life. And today we're talking about tango with Christina Chalois and Julian Brigatti. Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you very much.
I was wondering if you could tell our listeners what a milonga is, because we were listening to a track that would be played at the milonga. And for the benefit of our listeners, can you tell us exactly what happened at the milonga?
In a milonga de dance or in a milonga de tango club?
Well, explain both.
Well, I'm joking, because the tango club, we call it milonga. And milonga is the different rhythm, because we have three different rhythms in tango. Tango waltz, tango, the ones that you just listened before, and tango milonga. Milonga is the contrast of tango, because tango is very melancholic and dramatic and sad and happy sometimes, but it's much more deep. Milonga is the happy side.
Light and frivolous.
Yes, it's the happy, you know. Milonga is the day in the beach, probably, and the tango is the night, and it's the two opposite sides, you know, the two sides of the same coin, but it's the same essence, you know, because the only thing that changes is the rhythmical part of it.
And it's also a lot faster, the actual rhythm.
Yeah,
milonga,
it's faster,
very, very
it's faster
fast.
And happier. It's much more faster.
But, and milonga social, then, is different.
And the milonga is how we call it in Argentina to the tango club, or the social tango meeting event, you know, when people go to a place to dance and to share time together for hours, let's say it. But it's the same thing. We call it milonga because milonga is happy, you know. It's better say, tonight I'm going to the tango. It's better say, we are going to the milonga, because the milonga is happy. That means that they are going to have a very happy time, even though they dance tango. It's a contradiction, but tango is very, it's a different thing. It's not that it's not a happy dance either. It's different, it's deep, and the connection with the partner is different. Milonga is much more jolly, but it's the same essence as well.
So we are now going to listen to a piece of milonga music, just to give our listeners an idea of what the rhythm is like.
Thank you. sus ojos color cielo y sus dones de bondad. La llamaban Virgencita en el barrio Montserrat. Todos, todos la querían y no hubo payador que no cantara por ella en el barrio del tambor. Disputaban su cariño, todos querían su honor, pero la Virgen del barrio soñaba con otro amor. Disputaban su cariño, todos querían su honor, pero la Virgen del barrio soñaba con otro amor.
You are listening to Nature Spas on Dublin City FM 103.2, the program that helps to bring positive changes in your life. For more information, visit www.yoga-healing.com, email springintolife@yoga-healing.com or text 086-824-2033.
Would you say, Christina, that tango attract a different type of people? You know, that people who already have a little bit of depth or a little bit of creativity within them would be the type of people attracted to tango?
Yes, I think so. I think it's definitely about communicating with the parts of yourself that are more expressive and more dramatic and more intense, really. So I think that you get a wide variety of people who are attracted to tango, but I think that they all have something in common, which is this desire to express through the body with another.
And I do believe you also have some experience of yoga as a yoga practitioner.
Yes.
What would you say the link between tango and yoga is?
Well, as you know very well, Marie-Angeline, when you meditate, you sit and you focus maybe on a mantra or on a symbol or with a mudra, and it's very static in a sense. When you dance ordinarily, it's very much out of your head and in your body. With yoga, it's a combination of the two. So you're talking about mind and emotions, mind and spirit, mind and the body, very much all coming together. In tango, it's the same. It's moving meditation. And the reason why it's so unique as opposed to other dances is that tango is 100% improvised. So you have to be in the moment at all times, or else you will be caught. And particularly the role of the woman here is very, very special, because it's almost like you become the symbolic yin force in a way. You have to follow. If you don't follow, you don't dance tango. The man will lead you and you have to be able to go with him. So he will breathe and you are the breath. You know what I mean? So it's there are all of these connections with yoga, with Tai Chi, this idea of being able to communicate the spirit through the body. And from that point of view, I really do think it is a very powerful meditation, because unlike yoga, unless you're talking about something like Laya yoga, unlike yoga, you are doing that with someone else. So you're actually practicing the yin and yang principles in movement, which when you think about it is a huge deal.
And it's all improvised, which makes it challenging and fun at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And also because it means, like with yoga or like with any spiritual practice, you are relying so much on your intuition. You're relying on the information that's being fed to you via all of your senses. You have to jump out of the logical mind because there is no logic. So it's very much about being in touch with the spiritual principles of the universe. You're actually going with the flow all of the time. And of course, the man is leading. But even there, he has to follow his intuition because each partner is different. Julian was talking about the milonga, and one of the principal factors of a milonga is that you can dance with maybe 20 or 30 different people in the one night. Each person will dance differently. They will have a different body constitution. They will have a different way of approaching the music. So you have to accommodate and listen with your body and feel with your body what they're going to do and be able to work with them to create something new and exciting each time.
You have a website. Can you tell us about your website?
We have a new website, which is just launched, and the address is www.tangofiestadublin.ie, and that will have all our class schedule and also all the information about our tango club and also the Tango Moulin Rouge.
So can you tell us the best way of people to contact you? Would it be to go on the website or to phone or email?
In the website, or also they can call us to the 086-3262-416.
And you have classes every day of the week in and around Dublin?
We do.
And is there anything you would like to add for listeners?
Just that they're all very welcome if they want to try tango. And we offer a system because we really want to promote tango and make tango like, the way the Irish ceilidh used to be, where people would come together and enjoy the music and enjoy the company. Well, tango is a little bit like an Argentinian ceilidh. So our first class is always free. So if somebody just wants to come along to any of the classes, they're more than welcome to try it out and see if it suits them. We'd love to see them.
Yeah, we would like to see a lot of people that is interested to do something different than just watch some television and nothing else. I think that they are going to have a fantastic time.
And Tango Moulin Rouge is Saturday
14th of November. The 15th are the workshops.
Can they turn up just on the day?
They can turn up at the door at the Morrison Hotel on Ormond Quay. That's the directly overlooking the river. But it might be better to book in advance because the tickets are going very, very quickly and we don't want to turn away people at the door.
And the phone number once more?
086-3262-416.
Thank you very much, Christina and Julian.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
We're now going to go into a meditation as we do each week. So if you're driving the car, I advise you to find a suitable parking space and put your handbrake on so you can really enjoy this relaxation. If you're at home, you can sit in your favorite armchair or even lie down. And when you feel ready, close your eyes. Part your lips just enough to release your jaws and bring your awareness to the breath. Notice the breath flowing in and the breath flowing out. Notice the depth of your breath. Notice the way your body responds to the breath. And with each breath, you invite the breath to move deeper and deeper inside your body. Withdrawing yourself from usual preoccupation, and moving deeper and deeper into an awareness of the breath, an awareness of your body, an awareness of all the feelings and sensations within yourself. And as you continue to breathe in this way, you release whatever has happened during the day, over the last few days. Let it all float away from you. And allow yourself to become more and more present in this moment, right now. Noticing the breath flowing in and the breath flowing out. Breathing effortlessly. Breathing in, I calm my whole body. Breathing out, I calm my whole body. Breathing at your own rhythm, watching the movement of the breath flowing deeper and deeper within yourself, deeper and deeper into this relaxation, until you find a place right at the center of your being, where there is no yesterday and no tomorrow, just now, right now, your whole body breathing, your whole body being breathed. And the flow of breath running through your whole body, relaxing more and more with each new breath, releasing more and more with each out breath. Coming fully into the present moment, right now. Take another few deep breaths at your own rhythm, knowing that you can return to this peaceful place at any time. Begin to allow your consciousness to move back to your physical body, your position in the room or in the car. Allow some movement back into your fingers and toes. Move your head from side to side. Stretch your arms, your legs, your spine, stretch your whole body. And when you feel ready, open your eyes to a new moment. This is Marie-Angèle Lascaux on Nature's Path on Dublin City FM 103.2, the program that helps to bring positive changes in your life. Tune in again next Friday at 11 o'clock to find out how you can bring positive changes in your life. Visit our website www.yoga-healing.com, email springintolife@yoga-healing.com or text 086-824-2033. Remain for me to thank my guests today, Christina and Julian. It was a real pleasure to have you on the show. If you'd like to remind us of your website.
The website is www.tangofiestadublin.ie.
And thank you to our technician today, Owen. Until next Friday, have a wonderful week.